is this? What is this? Like a minute ago?
No.
This isn't a minute ago, man. This is 10 seconds from now.
Can we start the show, please?
Yes. It's real, too. This is real. I want everyone to know that. It's Phil playing a theremin.
A theremin.
A theremin. We talked about it last week. And, okay, Phil, it was a bad idea. I won't do this.
No. The theremin's upset.
See you next week.
Where are you going?
I'm going to go sit over here, Phil.
Why?
I'm not going to work with that. There's no way. Don't listen. See, I just answered it. Oh, you know, the weird thing is, people at home have to know, or the one person I'm talking to.
You've made the theremin upset, Mike.
Phil turned it on early, and every time he walked away,
it's saying, Mike,
this
Mike.
Is close. This is the only thing Phil could own. Mike. This is he can't have a pet. He's not the kind of guy that could own a pet. So he has a theremin. And it cries when he leaves him. Oh, see, this is why I can't.
You're sad. My fault. You're been made sad by
it's
the theremin.
It's all my fault because I said last week.
You need to chill
I
out,
said
dude.
Last week that. Why do we have one of these and yet we never use it?
I know, now we're using
and
it.
And now I realize that was my huge mistake. And here, I learned about that last week too, that we are prone to error, and I'm cool with that now.
You're listening to Zen with Mike Wilmot. Episode 18.
Series 2, Show 7. Episode. How do you know what episode?
Because I know what it is. Because I'm the one that puts it online. You never even listen to them.
No. Why?
You know what
I mean? I don't know why anyone would.
Because they enjoy the theremin?
I think they just, some people.
It's a great sound.
It is amazing.
It's like you're saying, Mike.
But don't make it. No, don't make it talk. That's like those shitty guitar players that make the guitar like, "Hey, how are you?"
Yeah.
Like don't
Max Webster used to do that.
No, they did
not. Yes, they did. He makes his guitar talk.
Well, he makes Star Wars scream.
Scream.
I saw them live. Bring in 1980.
What's that song? I'm a wild party. Wild party.
No, that's not Max Webster.
Kim Mitchell
is shit. As a band, because. Kim, I was a huge Max fan.
Oh, yeah. Bigger than Gowan fan? Bigger than Max?
Way bigger. Okay. Almost. Like, you can't capture the idea. But, no, I saw Max bring in...
Max Webster, which was a Canadian rock band.
We don't have to do that. We don't...
Yes, we do.
Look it up! It's a Googleable
thing.
Well,
you think people are going to sit there and go, oh, got to listen to Zemma Mike Milfont...
See, you don't even know what this is called. What are you...
Mike with Mike Will Milfont. Google it.
You're pushing the
Google laugh. It. What are you Googling?
That laugh was like a guy that had a bad golf shot and pretended he was okay with it. That's what that laugh was. See?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know.
I'm starting
you're hurting
to talk back
me.
To a machine.
That's, yeah, you're hurting
I thought that was a point.
You need to calm
shit.
Down.
I am calm.
You're not calm.
I'm tired. I'm calm. Calm and tired.
Yeah. You came home complaining about Hunter S. Thompson.
Well, I wasn't complaining about Hunter S. Thompson.
You were complaining about
I'm watching a documentary about Hunter S. Thompson.
Yeah. You were saying you wish you were him or some shit like that. You were like, yeah. You were like, oh, look at that.
No, he committed suicide. Why would I want to be
him? Oh, no, that's right.
I was saying it was how sad his ending was.
I want you to be him.
I want you to be him.
You can be him.
Yeah, this is, see.
Why don't you act like him?
You shouldn't have brought this fucking machine.
What machine?
It brought it down.
It doesn't brought it down.
So what do you do? Hold on, let me try.
Okay, that's the volume control. Ooh. Well, I like how you're doing.
Didn't our first episode about whales?
Woo!
Okay, you just got three.
Yeah, look, that's the volume. And then and now you move your other hand towards the pole. No, that's you got to play both at the same time.
Wait, I have to use both hands?
This is where Clara...
Wait a minute. Both hands?
That's where Clara Rockmore.
Fuck this. This is ridiculous.
Oh, you're the one-handed flautist? Mike Wilmot?
Okay, that's better than this show. You can do that.
Do what?
One-handed flautist?
You could do it.
Yeah,
I guess you could hold it up to your lips. You wouldn't be able to move it.
You'd have to have
a food stand.
I did a good sight gag there, too. This is
great. This is all sight gags.
We have GoPro cameras. We both have one. We've put them... it's somewhere in this fucking flat.
I have it right here.
No, mine's right there.
We should wear hats.
Where's yours?
We go wear pose hats. On them. So we can, so can you do that so the crowd can sure. see us talk to each
the
other?
The crowd? I think you're, well, you're pushing like
Somalians.
A handful of
Somalia,
people.
They're going to see us, and I hope they're disappointed that we're white.
They probably won't have.
I'm hoping they think these are the two coolest black dudes ever. And then they actually see us. Like when Buddy Holly showed up, and everyone thought he was a black guy, and he wasn't, and they were all disappointed.
What?
And
Paul, really?
But yeah,
Buddy Holly,
they,
Apollo?
They thought Buddy Holly and the Crickets were a black act.
No.
And they played
Little
the Apollo.
Things you say and do. Doesn't sound like a black
guy. It's from the movie. I'm not sure if it's
well,
real.
Well, it's not from the movie.
But there. Gary Busey's version, yes.
There's a very funny story from the Apollo when Paul Simon plays the
Can you save it for later? We're doing a pod thing.
I thought Paul Simon was the first white guy to play the Apollo.
Was he?
Yeah.
I played the Apollo.
Yeah, in London.
Oh, right, right.
That's, Harlem Apollo.
That's a different thing.
Except when you had an afro.
Yeah.
Paul Simon was on stage with the, what do you call, Ladies from Black Mambaza, because he did the Graceland album, and the guy introduced him was acting like he knew who he was, and he said, ladies and gentlemen, this is our first, this white, next act is a white actor, really proud to have him on, he's done so much for African music, please welcome to the stage, Neil Simon, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay! Neil Simon. The Odd Couple, he's done more!
For black music.
There was the Black Odd Couple, that was a show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for the new Odd Couple.
There's a female Odd Couple. We got the rights to it with the Comedians Theatre Company to do the female Odd Couple. Olivia, and I can't remember what the other one's called. They just switched it, so it's
all... Okay, trivia. What's the name of the British sisters in the Odd Couple?
The British? Are they British?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here it goes again. Okay, lady, maybe a gentleman.
I was in that play.
Maybe.
I was in that play.
If you can name, in the next 2 seconds...
Oh, yeah, fuck, we forgot. Okay, hold on. Today's episode is brought to you by Jeff Green Productions.
This is Jeff Green Productions. We should have mentioned that. Is it all
Jeff Green Productions?
Jeff Green,
who gave us money for our podcast.
It's a bit of an asshole. He moved to do, but it's funny, and we laughed all the same. That's like a Jerry Lewis instrument.
Hey, guys! Bagel, bagel, bagel. Nagels and
yeah,
bagels.
So
this episode is brought to you
by Jeff Green. Yeah. And
so if you name the two sisters from The Odd Couple, Jeff Green will transfer.
We'll send you
$10 Australian.
He'll send you a DVD.
Send you a DVD.
No, I'll send Phil.
No,
I'll send. Well, what do you got?
I got more. I found more.
Stephen Grant. I'll send you that.
Stephen Grant.
Well,
DVD.
You don't listen to
it.
Yes,
I do.
No,
I don't listen to it. I watch it with the sound off.
At parties.
I listen with the sound off.
Yeah, well.
And I reenact it at parties.
He's a comic.
No, you don't have to do that. Google it. What do you have to do? Don't say who it is.
Oh, yeah.
And he might even be listening, Stephen Grant. Not likely, though, at this point.
Touche, Phil.
Who's that?
That's a character I'm doing.
All right.
It just pops in at the end.
Touche Turtle. Remember that?
Touche, yes, I do. He said sword instead of sword.
Sword. Touche Turtle. Oh my God, what's wrong with us?
Toronto boys.
What the
Toronto
hell is
boys
wrong
are mentally
with...
ill.
What is wrong with us?
We're both suburban.
Okay, so what
suburb are you from?
The thing is, if you want to Google, you'll just Google. I'm from Pickering.
Yeah, well, I'm Scarborough.
I told you, home of the world's largest nuclear plant.
Yeah, but it hasn't blown up yet.
Not yet.
You can still fish around there.
Sure. Well, look at my arm.
Why would
I don't know. What does that mean? I don't know.
I fish with it. I'm one of the one. I'm like the floutist. One arm fishing, one arm floating. I don't.
And then theremin on the. I can play theremin with my head.
And
watch.
Thing
I'm
is,
playing theremin with my head.
Can you do? Oh, yeah. Oh, that made a different kind of noise.
Ooh, that was, yeah, that's weird. That kind of got my hearing aid going.
Your ears are bleeding. I think that we might have to get you to the hospital.
You know what I don't like about this episode? We're being too nice to each other. Zen with Mike Wilmot.
Well, because it's late in the day.
Brought to you by Jeff Green.
Jeff Green, Jeff Green Productions.
Jeff Green.
Next week.
Jeff Green.
And Jeff Green Productions.
If I can't believe anyone listens to this. Okay.
No one does.
You're a fan of Hunter S. Thompson?
I was till now. No, I was. I loved reading his stuff when I was a kid. But I fell into it because he was like a gonzo goof, the same way I liked Overindulgence from like
The Grateful Dead.
And Belushi.
Yeah.
I thought that you live hard, you die young.
Yeah.
I thought that was a great way of going, and then it backfired, and I'm still here, and now I got to get healthy.
Is that because you do? If you had achieved more when you were younger, you would have had more money and done all the things you wanted to do, and then died, or because you just lived? Because you lived that you look back and go, did you try and kill yourself?
I think an intelligent
with
person.
With drugs and drink?
I know. I think an intelligent person would know his limitations. So it turns out I'm just not very bright. If I go by that.
In the book, you've read Wired. You read Wired, the John Belushi book? In Wired, he tells a story about doing
that guy's a douche.
He tells a story about doing a line of cocaine, like a rally line across the
table. Yeah, but I think that book was all rubbish. I agree with Dan Aykroyd. I think that was all just
right. Okay. Red Sox.
He's selling what no one does it. You'd be dead then.
Right.
It's like Hunter S. Thompson. Hunter S. Thompson did what he said he did.
Yes.
He would have been dead in the 70s.
But what do you think about Fear and Loathing? He takes loads of drugs in Fear and Loathing.
Yeah.
But it's gas, I guess, isn't it? So it's not going to kill you.
He does poppers. Poppers don't kill you. Fuck it.
No.
What?
No, they give you a headache.
I did that. Remember Queen of Hearts at St. George Station in Toronto? They had a head shop called Queen of Hearts.
Oh, yeah. I know the one you mean.
Across from Varsity.
That's it. Yeah.
Stadium.
Yeah, right. Like in the university.
And
district.
They would fill the
huge
balloons.
Head shop.
They would fill the balloons of nitrous oxide.
Yeah.
And you'd go in, and for $2, you'd get just fucked you around.
Well, they do them here. They do them here. That was a Victorian treat. Did you know that? Victorians used to get really high. When they discovered
ether.
Nitrous oxide, they're just getting whacked on it. It's become a real trend here now. If you go to a festival like Glastonbury, you see little canisters, because you can buy cake. You can buy those cake decorators, and the canisters are nitrous oxide that they're... So you can buy all the canisters and a cake thing and blow balloons up with it, and then...
That's how the guy would give $2.
It's still used. It's legal, as far as I know. It's just you can't keep buying canisters, or they wonder, they come in and look, what are you doing that for?
No, I thought it was like a helicopter landing in my brain.
Yeah.
It gives you a weird buzz,
it creates a pattern in the wall as well, and lasts for about 30 seconds.
Very, very quick. And then you break into a cold sweat, and then I spent my lunch money on that. I could have fries and gravy instead of a helicopter landing in my brain. Mm-hmm. Nancy Lazarevich, you're out of your mind.
I never really did anything like that when I was a kid.
You're not going to question me saying, Nancy Lazarevich, you're out of your mind.
Who the fuck is
you're that? Not even, you're going to let me just sail that one out there?
Google it. Just Google it. Nancy Lazarevich. What? Why don't you look at time for some therapy? So who was the biggest influence for you? What I was gonna say is did you take a lot of smoke a lot of spliff and stuff when you were young?
No. I was a hash dealer. The world's worst. Mom doesn't know how to click on this. I talked to her on the phone the other day.
What's your mom Google's hash?
And she said, Mom saw me do on a TV show in Hamilton.
Yeah.
I did a hash joke.
Right.
She thought I was making fun of corned beef hash.
Well, I'm Googling hash, and a hash is a run, a runner's club. London Hash House Harriers Runner Club.
Well, there you go. That's what it's about. So I was dealing in that then.
Yeah.
Worst hash dealer ever.
And now you're a runner.
I smoked it all. I had a Mars bar of hash. The guy told me, you'll make $500-$600. I go, that'll cover my rent. That'll be great.
And you haven't smoked it at all?
Smoked all of it or gave it to other comics. It's when I was living with Boyd Banks. Google. Boyd Banks is fucking hilarious.
Google. YouTube.
Boyd. And YouTube. Boyd Banks. Boyd Banks is great.
Yeah.
Comic in Toronto.
Funny man.
For many, many, many years. Yeah. And they say a lot about comics. He's a comics.
Comic. I don't even know
he's
that
seven comics away from he's comedy.
I don't know if he's going to take that the right way.
He's going to take it the way I serve it up.
His comedy's like Kevin Bacon of comedy.
No, he's not 6 degrees from funny.
I didn't say that.
He breaks down all the walls. He's just fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Everything comes out of that man's mouth makes me laugh. Even a little bit of gel. Every so often, just a bit of gel goes flying across the room. Well, he was a great roommate, man. He had me fucking laughing like an idiot.
Why don't you just give the guy a call and tell him?
You know, we should. We've never had a guest.
I've never done that. We could Google something. We could Skype them.
We could Skype...
Boyd Banks,
do a whole episode where it's just you and Boyd because he never liked you. So it'd be like the two of you talking, and I could take a nap.
It's not long enough, but
fuck. The one before. You're upset every episode. That's what this is about.
No, I'm not upset every episode. You're the one that's fucking upset.
I'm not. Hey,
you're upset.
You're still not starting my phone.
No.
I'd like to ask you why you use drugs.
Different drugs for different things.
Or no, I think it's in my interest and ours, perhaps. Maybe the interest of the greater good for me to smoke a joint and calm down. It's been demonstrably proven that temper tantrums are not the best way to do interviews, and probably my life will be easier than yours too if I smoke a joint. If I were to sit here in a fit of anger and you saw me eating acid, if I were to leave with all the equipment, that cranks it up even worse.
That's your hero, Hunter S. Thompson.
It's not my hero. Yeah. No, I thought when I was a kid, I enjoyed the portrayal by Bill Murray in 1980. I thought that was a great movie, and it was like a partier, man. And I was a kid. Yeah, but then when I read his stuff, I became a fan because he's a really good writer. But I don't. I think all that persona stuff, especially I don't follow anyone through interviews. You know, like Entertainment Tonight says this about, you know, Nick Nolte or something. Sure. I hate that shit.
I don't think people do that anymore anyway.
I'd rather meet.
I think they listen to a podcast like this presented by Jeff Green. And
Jeff Green Productions.
Jeff Green Productions, and you know, with
and big congrats to Hannah Gadsby for winning the Barry Award this year's Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Yeah, that's nearly Irish.
And she's been at it and fucking good at it for many years.
Yeah. Is our podcast just become you congratulating other comedians on how
it has this episode? Yeah, okay. You know, when I'm tired, I'm happy. I think that's what this is about.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me vibrations are happening.